Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Voicing its support for the Hoopa Valley Tribe and longstanding water contracts, the Board of Supervisors will discuss a letter to be sent to the Bureau of Reclamation regarding a temporary injunction imposed by a federal judge over water that was to be released from the Trinity Reservoirs. The board approved a similar letter at the end of July, outlining its support for the water release and has repeatedly cited the 1955 Trinity River Act that no less than 50,000 acre-feet of water should be released each year to the rivers. The tribe fear another fish kill if the water is not released immediately, and the injunction stands at least through Wednesday. While the supervisors crafted their carefully worded letter to state and federal officials, Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, chair of the Assembly Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, will hold a special hearing tomorrow in Sacramento. The agenda lists five items, including river health and fish stocks, but of primary importance is the release of water from the Trinity Reservoirs. The meeting will be streamed live online and begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and presentations from local, state, and federal representatives will be featured. Environmental groups from across northwestern California communities, including EPIC, Humboldt Baykeeper, and Friends of the Eel River, have issued a statement outlining their support for a federal bill authored by Congressman Jared Huffman to address trespass marijuana grow sites on federal and private lands, citing the vast amount of environmental damage that can be done by the growers, including illegal water diversion, the use of poisons for pest control, litter, and illegal earth moving. The environmental groups support the Plant Act that would increase penalties for environmental crimes associated with major marijuana grows on both private and public lands. Law enforcement across the North Coast are searching for 33-year-old Zachary Scott, a man suspected of robbing a Subway shop in Crescent City at gunpoint over the weekend, stealing an employee's car, and evading police. Scott was spotted by tribal officers in Klamath, fled the scene in the stolen vehicle, hitting a tribal officer in the process, and those officers reported they fired several shots at Scott, wounding him. Scott then allegedly stole a second vehicle, which was found abandoned north of Oreck. Scott, who has a long rap sheet, is described as an adult white male, 5'7", 135 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes and numerous tattoos. He is considered armed and dangerous, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata native Chris Lehman announced his candidacy for State Senate District 2 in a campaign to replace Senator Noreen Evans, who announced last week she would not seek re-election. Lehman has close ties with lawmakers across the North Coast and 15 years' experience working as a staff member for two state senators. Lehman opened a small consulting business in Arcata and touts his work on crafting legislation and building coalitions within state government. Lehman's campaign comes with a list of endorsees that include Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, four of the five county supervisors, Patty Berg, as well as current state Senate leader Daryl Steinberg. Lehman graduated from UC Davis in 1999 and is the son of former county chief probation officer Don Lehman. And the Butler Fire continues to burn in the Salmon River Complex. The fire has consumed over 17,000 acres and stands at 25% containment. A meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Kurok Community Hall in Orleans in order to answer questions and provide information about the fire burning 10 miles east of Soames Bar. The Corral Fire is a bit closer and has burned nearly 5,000 acres in the Trinity Alps. Fire commanders are focused on keeping the fire away from the Hoopa Reservation and communities along Highway 299 to the south. Strong winds and lightning are expected to impact the fire as well, and smoke from both fires in California and southern Oregon continue to affect communities on the North Coast. And a reminder, you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.